Blog Talk Radio.
You're doing in this city. Please don't do it without. Don't do it. Without me, you gotta settle for yourself. No, whatever you do,
hallelujah. Welcome to another segment here at God's Ordinary People Outreach Ministries. Yes, that was Hall Morton, and we're in a season of open heaven. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, come on, lift your hands and say, God, don't do it without me. Hallelujah. God, I want it all. Hallelujah. Anybody feeling like that on today? I need it. All, whatever you're doing, God, hallelujah. God, don't do it without me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 welcome. We're excited about what God is doing in this season. We're going to be at Rhema International Ministries on this evening. Hallelujah. At 7:30, we'll be celebrating the great Pastor Dennis L. White of Faith Miracle Temple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to, he asked us to be his revivalist, so we're excited about that. So if you're available, join us in Upper Marlboro, Maryland at Rhema International Ministries. That's 7980, the letter A. Amen. You may not find the letter A on your GPS, but 7980 Penn Randall Place in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. That's 20747. Amen. So we're looking forward to having a high time. We're expecting signs, wonders, and miracles. God has already spoken and said that you're under, in this season that you're in, you're under an open heaven. What a great place to be. My God, wouldn't you like to be under an open heaven? Hallelujah, where the branch has been removed. Hallelujah. And you can lift your hands and you can lift your voice and you can cry out to the Lord and miracles suddenly begin to happen. Suddenly. God told me when this year came in that this was going to be a record-breaking year. Hallelujah. This is going to be a year that's going to blow our minds. He also shared with me this morning and at the beginning of this year, the heavens are open over your ministry. Hallelujah. So I declare this word to you. Hallelujah. This year will be a record-breaking year. And we're excited about what God is doing here at God's Ordinary People. We're excited to be a part of this great man of God's revival on tonight. But I want to share some the word of God with you to ignite your faith. Hallelujah. In Matthew 8, we recall miracles after miracles, faith being increased, people being encouraged because of their faith. Glory to God. Listen to this. In Matthew 8, it says, when he had come down from the mountain, a great multitude followed him. And behold, there came a leper. Hallelujah. And worshiped him. What did he do? He worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thou canst, hallelujah, make me clean. And Jesus said unto him, hallelujah, put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Isn't that an awesome thing to hear God say to you when you've been plagued in your body, you've been plagued in your finances, you've been plagued in your mind, you've been, your family's been plagued, and you say, Lord, if you will, yes, God, if you will, glory to God, hallelujah, heal me, cleanse me, make me clean, make my finances clean, make my mind clean, make my heart clean, fix my family. And Jesus' response is, I will, I'll clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do without me. Hallelujah. Let's recall some more. And Jesus said unto him, see thou tell no man, but go thou way and show thyself to the priest, and offer a gift that Moses commanded, and testify unto Nashiko Neshe. Hey, God, whatever he's doing in this season, and you're under an open heaven, this is a record-breaking year. Go show yourself and testify of his goodness. Don't just keep what God did for you or is doing for you or is getting ready to do for you. Don't keep it to yourself. Run and tell that. Hallelujah. Run and tell it. My God. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, fervently asking him, begging him, urgently asking him, and saying, Lord, my servant at home is at home sick with a palsy, grievously tormented, paralyzed. And Jesus said unto him, I will come. Have you petitioned God about anything? So today, Friday the 13th, 2015, I hear God saying, I will come. Yeah, he said, I will come. I will come, and not only will I come, but I will heal him. And the centurion answered and said unto him, look at this. Many of us forget this part when we ask or make an urgent request before God. He said, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. Speak the word, and my servant shall be healed. He had so much faith, he said, look, I'm a man of all kinds of stuff. I tell people to come. I tell them to go. I give them orders. I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof. He humbled himself. What did Solomon say? If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves. Humble did this man come to him. And he said, Master, I believe you so much, just send the word. I believe Jesus could have just whispered, hallelujah, send the word, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, hallelujah, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and to another, go, and another, come, and they cometh, and they goeth, and to my servant, do this, he doeth, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard it, look at Jesus here. He marveled. He marveled and said to them that followed, verily, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and from the west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and with Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. He said, in the whole existence of Israel, I have not seen a great of faith. This faith of this centurion moved God. He humbled himself, So much so, he didn't have to have Jesus come physically to his house. He said, speak the word. Hallelujah. We're going to see what happens when Jesus speaks in the atmosphere and how things begin to change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when he had entered into the ship, and his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, and Jesus was asleep. Disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And Jesus said unto them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm, and the men marveled. He spoke the word. He rebuked the winds and the waves, and there was a great calm. Our title for today's broadcast is You Can Have It. You can have it. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. He says, a broken and contrite heart I won't despise. A heart that is humble before me can make all the petitions that we need. Another way to roll stumbling blocks out of the way of miracles is to confess, according to Romans, I think this is Romans 10, hallelujah, Romans 8:22, glory to God. Glory to God. Romans 10:8-9, I apologize, I'm looking at Luke, hallelujah. But Romans 10, verse 8 and 9, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, this is how we move stumbling blocks for miracles. A humble heart. Glory to God. Look, let's see what the word is saying here. In Luke 8:22, he says, where is your faith? In Matthew 18:18, he says, exercise your authority on earth as it is in heaven. Glory to God. Romans 10:8-9 says, confess that he is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 8, where we are now. It talks about Jesus and his miracles. Look, I'm often saying, Lord, you said I can do this. Look, we need to stop telling Jesus that he's lying. When he says you can do all things and greater, you got to believe beyond a shadow of a doubt. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And you begin to say, God, look, help down my unbelief. Hallelujah. Help down my unbelief that I might receive the miracle working power of the Lord Jesus Christ according to your word. Or tonight. Hallelujah. I'm in total expectation of what God is going to do. Hallelujah. When we humble our hearts before him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Luke 8:10. It is given unto us to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. He's not hiding anything. So if you don't receive, it's not hidden. It's because your faith. My mother used to say years ago, your heart got to meet the condition. And what is the condition? Humble yourself before the Almighty God. Where's your faith? You can have it. Healing, deliverance, financial breakthrough, mental breakthrough. Glory to God, you can have it. If you believe it, you receive it. Mark 11:22-24. Hallelujah. If I only believe, I can ask what I need or what I want from the Lord, and I shall receive it. I shall receive it. And Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, shall not doubt in his heart. He's talking about that heart again. Your heart has to meet the condition. But shalt believe that all that those things which thou sayest shall come to pass, and he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you have them and ye receive them. Believe. Hallelujah. Walk by faith, not by sight. Come in total expectation. Whatever you need from the Lord, bring your need before the Most High God, but bring it expecting that there is nothing too hard for God. He specializes in the impossible. Hallelujah. You're under an open heaven so you can cry out according to Matthew, the 6th chapter, on earth as it is in heaven. God, I'm not broke. There's no deficit in heaven. So, God, my finances is lining up. Hallelujah. I am debt-free. Debt is canceled. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I get a fresh start. I'm healed from cancer. Whatever ails my body, heart disease, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, HIV, AIDS, I don't care what it is, God is able to heal if you only believe. He says, believe if he can heal a man with the palsy. Not only did he heal the palsy, but he also healed the lepers. Now, if he can heal them, why can't he heal you? God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but according to your faith be it unto you, you can have it. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, I just ask that you don't do it without me. Whew. I'm looking forward to seeing you on tonight. Join us. God's going to show up like never before. Hallelujah. We may be the guest revivalists, but Jesus, glory to God, he is the ultimate guest of honor. Hallelujah. He's our honoree. Hallelujah. Come expect. Come standing on the word of God. Bring your faith. Don't do it without me. Remember, whatsoever you ask in faith, believe in your heart, don't doubt, and you have what you say. God bless you. I'm your host, Pastor Connie. We thank you so much for joining us here at God's Ordinary People Outreach Ministry. We pray many blessings, many miracles, many signs and wonders to follow you because you believe. God bless.